All right. If everything went well, hopefully I have Ernie Weiss on the phone with us, the Illusions Eastboro Natural Resources Director. Ernie, are you there?
I sure am, Virgil. Nice to be with you.
Yeah, thank you very much for taking some time out and talking with the radio station. I appreciate you your role. So the Natural Resources Director, you're pretty much taking care of our fisheries for the borough, correct?
Yeah, the department's responsible for land and interests and all natural resources, and to the borough that mainly means the fishery resources.
Until they discover oil in the backyard or something.
Well, that's included too, but until now we haven't really done much on that.
Well, the topic for the day that I wanted to ask your expertise and ears about, Gulf of Alaska Trawl Bycatch Management Plans. Now, a little bit of background. The North Pacific Fishery Management Council, I had thought I'd kind of put the timeline on that they'd asked for proposals in April of 2013 concerning this topic, and you had kind of clarified. What was the timeline when this discussion about the trawl bycatch management coming up?
Sure. It really started for me. I sit on the AP as the advisory panel to the council as part of this job. December of 2012 is when the council and the AP put forward a motion, and that included a control date for the Central Gulf, and then it was in February, I believe, when they set a control date for the Western Gulf as well, included us in the motion. But you are right, April is when they said, yep, let's go ahead and get some proposals from stakeholders, and we'll see them in June of 2013.
Now, sorry to read a little bit of the paperwork. They ended up with 8 proposals here in this last June 2013, and a variety of stakeholders submitted proposals: the Alaska Marine Conservation Council, Gulf of Alaska Coastal Communities Coalition, Ernie Weiss, Illusions Eastboro. That was one. Another, Americans for Equal Access, Alaska Groundfish Data Bank, the Groundfish Forum, Pacific Seafoods, Peninsula Fishermen's Coalition, Christopher Riley and Joseph Plesha, who I believe they're lawyers for Trident.
Yeah.
And United Catcher Boats. Now, in all of these proposals, it was, even though it says trawl bycatch management, a lot of the language in all of this is diving towards catch shares as well, not only to deal with the halibut and chinook bycatch issues, but also just to deal with the pollock and cod trawl quota turning into catch shares.
Yeah, from the beginning of this discussion, I think a lot of people assumed that we're moving towards a catch share program. I guess on the AP, I was the last to vote against this, not being a big fan of catch shares, but in for a dime, in for a dollar. You know, if it's going to be a catch shares, I think everybody, including myself, figured, well, let's try to get the best for our borough and the communities.
Now, even part of that discussion, once the topic of the Central Gulf came up, I believe the Western Gulf kind of said, you know, hey, if you're going to be doing this and this is how the train is moving, you know, we should probably be included as well.
Right. Nobody really wants to be the last open fishery, because as soon as those other people get their catch shares, then they're liable to move into that fishery. And that includes discussions by the pot fishermen, especially in the Central Gulf. They said, hey, don't rationalize the trawl fishery without rationalizing the pot fishery, because then everybody's going to take over our fishery. But the council hasn't moved forward on pot fisheries yet.
Right.
Rationalization.
And I've actually got a question about that, but I wanted to first focus on the proposal that the Illusions Eastboro, that has your name attached to it, along with a couple other organizations, the proposal that was presented to the council from y'all. And one of the things that I thought was really noteworthy that stood out from the others was the idea of a CFA, a Community Fishing Association, which Can you describe the idea? It's nobody else really had this concept presented in their proposals.
Sure. Let me just clarify that. Within my job description, it's maximizing benefits to the borough and residents from the use and renewal of natural resources. And so I took it upon myself to work with a group that might be able to do this. This proposal was never endorsed by the Assembly or anybody else, but I was part of a work group that put it together, and so my name's attached. But it was never endorsed by the borough, and in fact, the borough's last word on the subject was January of last year when they put together a proposal or a resolution. Just said maintain entry levels in any new programs, maintain economic strength. But the CFA, the idea was to anchor at least part of any catch shares to the community. If you're going to have a catch share program that's going to make quota saleable asset that can be traded and kind of even leave the community and then to be used, it's leased back. And so you have revenue leaving the community. What the idea was to anchor some of that quota to the community so that you'd always have some local participation and you might even have some entry-level opportunities.
Right. And now, so this would be an administrative body that dealt with some of the quota if it was allocated to a community.
Sure. You would have to have somebody that would, if it would be on an annual basis, to make sure that requirements were met as far as, since this is a bycatch action, including certain standards for eliminating or reducing bycatch. If it was the CFA, I think one of the requirements would have to be that you'd be a local resident. And, yeah, there would have to be somebody, although as the council has moved forward, it doesn't look like they're going to be, this proposal was kind of a shot in the dark, and it said all the quota would go to this body. That's never going to happen, and I think people are talking more of a 10%. And that 10%, because it would have certain requirements and limitations attached to it, you might be able to leverage some good from the rest of the quota. People would have to live up to a certain standard for this if they wanted to lease or use some of this local quota or the CFA quota. I guess I would mention that in Magnuson, which is the Magnuson-Stevens Act, which is the law that governs the federal fisheries, there's two things that you can. There's a regional fishery association, and you can allocate quota to communities, but there's no real such thing as a community fishing association, so it's kind of a hybrid, and it's not specifically prohibited. So I guess that brings up the question of, as we're looking at Magnuson-Stevens reauthorization, if this is something that we want to move forward on as well.
And just at the last Management Council meeting, they actually had a workshop just on the topic of the CFAs, I think because it was such a unique and a novel proposal.
Yeah, I think if you're looking at the council process, there are certain advocates for more community participation on that council, and they kind of got in the language of at least one of the proposals that there would be more discussion in the discussion paper about a CFA. When the last motion came out, which I'm thinking was October, but I'm not sure, but it was presented by the commissioner, and she did a great job. One of her talking points was, it didn't include the CFA, but perhaps we could have a workshop. Well, advocates for the CFA picked up on that right away and said, yes, we'd like to see a workshop. And so that's how it happened. And I think it was done well. They had people from the East Coast and Cape Cod, and then in Morro Bay on the West Coast came and showed what they've done. What they've done is respond to catch share programs that have been instituted, and they were never given initial allocation, but they've put together these trusts for communities that ensures that there's quota available to local fishermen. And it was well, I think people thought it was done well, and maybe people thought twice about this idea.
Well, it's interesting to hear something new and novel be introduced that's not necessarily directly written in the books that might be unique to Alaska that might be added to the process. Now, I wanted to move on and talk about the Magnuson-Stevens Act, and during the last reauthorization, usually when they did a catch share program, from what I'd read, they, you have your harvesters that get a catch share, and now the processors, they've been written in so that they can have a share as well. And there's a discussion about processor shares and community landings. And now, how is that aspect being fleshed out in this discussion of a potential catch share and bycatch management for this trawl program?
Well, there are some advocates that say that regionalized delivery and processor catch shares would result in community protections. I think that's a possibility. At the CFA workshop, there was a question exactly that. Wouldn't those two things provide the same protections? And I guess it could be part of the equation in the end, but we'll just have to see. It's hard to say how the council is going to move forward.
Well, yeah. This is all in the midst. I was just trying to kind of have a primer. There's changes afoot in the fisheries, and especially in the federal fisheries. Now, speaking about that, this current process extend to the other gear types. The Peninsula Fishermen's Coalition brought up this topic of pot cod in their proposal, and the topic was also discussed at the February, this most recent 2014 meeting of the council. Do you see them bringing in the other gear types, the pots and such, and the longline vessels into this?
I really don't. There is some interest, especially from the Central Gulf, and as you said, they had a discussion paper at the February meeting in Seattle, but the council neglected to set any kind of a control date that would signal they would be including the pot sector. I think they're going to keep tabs on if there's a significant increase in pot fishing in the Gulf, but at this time it's a trawl bycatch management action at the council level, and they have not decided to change that.
All righty. But, the topic's been brought up, but they're probably just dealing with the trawl fleet at this moment.
That's correct.
Now, speaking about gear conversion, now in the proposal that has your name attached to it, and there's also a council motion from October, they talked about the potential for this trawl quota for cod might be able to be fished with pots with fixed gear, and if there is a quota allocated. And that's interesting. I guess that would preserve some of this bycatch that they're trying to reduce as well. And have you heard any word about that, about the gear conversion?
No. Again, the next meeting here in Anchorage, April, is going to be one of the major agenda items, and I expect that it'll be possibly fleshed out when that discussion paper comes out. But it's in the council motion, and it could possibly include it. It was in our proposal, but how that would work. It seems like trawls one of the better ways to catch a lot of cod or pollock rather than pots, although. And I guess the fisherman would be able to tell you better which is a cleaner, less bycatch fishery.
Right. Well, I saw that they're having a test fishery over in Kodiak to try and purse seine for pollock now.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. more power to them. Hope it works.
Yeah, throw anything at the wall, see whether it sticks. Now, speaking, the Magnuson-Stevens Act is currently being reauthorized once again. Do you see that this process, it would with this process that's currently in front of the council might be affected by any of this reauthorization that's occurring in D.C.?
Oh, I think so. In both of these processes, it's pretty hard to predict how fast they're moving as far as either rationalizing or some other form of bycatch management in the Gulf and the reauthorization for Magnuson. Magnuson is already expired, basically, and they're having hearings. There was just a hearing the other day, House hearing. There's another House hearing at the end of the month and a Senate hearing. Yeah, I think depending on the timing of each, it could have an impact, especially, you know, if there's advocates for certain different forms of catch share programs or ways of implementing them in Magnuson and the GOA trawl bycatch management program comes in after that, it could change the whole dynamics, whole conversation of that.
Huh, interesting. So regardless, you know, the council might even work up a really good plan, and then legislation might alter the entire scope of what the council has been working on.
Oh, yeah, but I think they're all pretty politically savvy, and they're all watching all the balls that are in the air at any given time. So I don't think they would take a motion that they would think would get contradicted later. But everything affects everything in this process, that's for sure.
All righty. Ernie Weiss, the Aleutians East Borough Natural Resources Director. I appreciate the update. And now, as far as the timeline on this, I know they don't set anything in stone and say when they're going to take action on any of this. What's your feeling on the process? And is it midway? Is it halfway there?
I think midway sounds about right. I'm hesitant to say when I think it's going to be over. I would say that April meeting at the Hilton in Anchorage is a big milestone as far as this action. But where it goes, there was a earlier attempt to rationalize the Gulf, and that the governor put that aside in around 2006. So you just never know what's going to happen, I guess.
All righty. I'd like to stay abreast with you, and you know, hopefully you can keep us up to date and our listeners as well. I appreciate your time, and maybe even possibly during our next time to have a discussion, we'd be able to get Sam Cotton in here as well.
Yeah, next time for sure.
Excellent. Well, Ernie, I appreciate your time, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Virgil. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, you too.